Hi, my name is Elle, and this is Unsingular. Hello, hello, everybody. How are you today? I hope that last weekend was very productive, very positive for our spirits, and we started the week on a very good note. So today, I really want to get into this topic of finding balance as a single parent, whether you're a single mom or you're a single dad. We realize that a lot of times, especially when you're the sole or primary caretaker of your kid, it gets really hard to find the balance because we tend to guilt trip ourselves if we gift ourselves trips, or if we take some personal time, we feel this like extreme guilt because we are amazing parents. So let's get into it. So I want to give you a little bit of back history as to how I became a sole custody parent, which, by the way, my ex-husband does have visitation rights, and it is my intention to give him as much time as possible with the kids, as much as he desires. However, given that we went through a difficult divorce when we were both active duty in the military, I decided to separate from the U.S. Army to be fully present for my boys. All right, so I do have a five-year-old and a two-year-old, and shortly after our divorce, I moved to Texas because I thought it would be best to be closer to family as a whole. So thankfully, I have my mom who lives with me, and that's something that I would never take for granted because I've seen single moms and single dads who are literally alone, like have no help, have no church group, have no family, literally nobody. So I'll start by saying that it is a big blessing to have any kind of family member or friend to help you find that balance. So if you're in that situation where you feel like you're by yourself, it is very important to immediately try to find a community of healthy people that can just literally sit with you or watch your kids so you can, you know, have a glass of wine, or so you can go for a walk or take a little weekend trip. That is the first thing. I think finding your village, and your village doesn't have to be a bunch of people. If you haven't found another single parent who was in a similar dilemma and you could alternate helping each other, that would be beautiful. If you do have family or friends close by, please take advantage of that, because a lot of times as single parents, we try to overparent is the word I use, because we become like the superhero for our parents, because in our brains we're thinking like, okay, I'm the only parent, there's nobody else I can help, so my children heavily rely on me and there's absolutely no way to fail. So we literally go into like constant pilot mode where it's just like, I cannot ever stop being a parent. Like there's days where I would be working from home and a part of me would be like, should I pick up my kids from school early? Should I? Because like they could be spending this time with me. So I would say the first thing to do is very important to find somebody that you can trust and confide in. Even if that person just helps you for a few hours, because those few hours can literally recharge you, center you, and ground you, and help you be a better parent for your kids. All right, so the first tip is that. The second tip I would say is not stopping when it comes to taking personal time. For example, I tend to take an annual trip to Las Vegas with one of my best friends, which, mind you, usually we'll book like a 3-day trip, and by the end of the first day, I have this extreme mom guilt where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I miss my boys. However, by the third day, and when I come back, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I feel so good. I'm like energized, I'm centered, I can be present for my kids. A lot of people say when you become a parent, you have to put all your needs aside, and I 1000% disagree with that. On the contrary, when you become a parent, you have to cautiously prioritize the things that make you feel good and centered, because that's how you would be in a better position, a better headspace to parent your kids. So taking little trips, and for some people, traveling isn't really a thing. So find that thing that makes you feel recharged, whether it's sports, whether it's just painting, drawing, designing, taking a walk. It could be little things. It doesn't have to be a huge trip out of town. I would say it's very important to find, like, let's just say a hobby that you get to do every now and then, whether it's once a week, whether it's once a month, that really kind of puts you back in your body. All right. So the third tip I would say is actually traveling with your kids. I know that's not really talked about much. It's extremely chaotic, by the way. I probably need to do a whole nother episode on traveling with kids and how hard that can be. but it helps me feel centered in a weird way. Like last year, I worked really hard, and in December, my boys and I got to take a cruise, and I realized that as much as I was thinking like, oh, this is for them, I want them to see, you know, these different parts of the world, I want them to have fun, it made me feel very centered, because just sitting there in a brand new environment, it kind of helps you start to think about all the good stuff in your life, because you're like, hey, I'm doing this by myself, I'm working hard, I'm providing, and I'm able to afford this vacation for my boys and I. So I would say whether it's little road trips would be another good one, whether it's just traveling to the next city, whether it's traveling within the US, but I think it's very important to just find some time to get away. And for people who aren't big on traveling far, or maybe who are in a position where they cannot necessarily afford a trip far away, I would say do be intentional about your weekends. One thing that I adopted last year is doing like a weekend jar. It's like a fun jar that I do with my kids. And what that looks like is I wrote down all these ideas and put in a jar. And there were things like SeaWorld, going to the water park, going to the zoo, going to the Deuceum, or just taking a walk or doing a craft day. I put all these little ideas on paper, and I scribbled them and threw in this jar. And every Friday, my boys were looking forward to pulling one paper out of the jar. And basically what the purpose of that was to be spontaneous and to be intentional. I even put things on there like, let's bake together. And these are things that we can do with very little money. For example, our craft days, I literally go to the Dollar Tree and I pick up things under 10 bucks. And I'll come home, I'll set it up, we'll get messy, we'll paint, and my boys enjoy it. Like, they feel like that's just the best thing ever. And it helps me too, because I used to think that to entertain them, and for me to feel grounded, it was important to take them to this big weekend, you know, getaway trips or fun things. Like, there were days where I would spend $200 at SeaWorld and they were not happy. So they're just like, oh my gosh, it's too hot, it's this. So I share this with you because there are things that we can do that are very cost effective that would not only help you feel grounded, but at the same time entertain your kids. The last one is super duper duper important for me, especially based on my faith. And I understand that some of my listeners might not consider themselves Christian. So whatever your faith is, or whatever higher being you believe in, it is so important to tap into that energy, to tap into that vibration, to feel centered. I recently went through a very difficult like dating situation, and I started to lose myself. I was starting to question myself. I started to question my judgment, and I just kind of like lost my entire like identity going through that. And when I went back to my source of life, my source of energy, my source of healing, which is God for me, and for you, it could be the earth, the universe, it could be Buddha, whatever being you believe in, and just tapping into that and saying, this is me, I'm in my body, I need help, I need strength to raise these beautiful kids that I've been blessed with. I think that alone is literally so centering. And just remembering that you are capable. Like, there's seasons where I would start to doubt my own capability and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't sign up for this. But when I go back to my source of faith and just like understand everything I've worked for and how important it is that in the end, we do not stay in these toxic marriages, ladies and gents. I want to stress this part, because a lot of people look at a single parent and think, oh, you must have like not been able to keep your spouse, or you must have done something terrible to be divorced. This is what I would say. There are so many married people. There are so many people who are married. Unfortunately, a huge percentage of them are extremely miserable. I'm not talking about, oh, like we just had a fight because he threw his clothes on the floor. I'm talking about extreme things like people constantly cheating. I'm talking about deception, emotional abuse, physical abuse, like zero happiness. And a lot of people stay in that scenario, and their children grow up to think like, oh, this is the norm. This is how a man is supposed to treat me, or this is how I'm supposed to treat a man, and vice versa. And you know, on the outside, when these families come out and they look like all put together, they're well-dressed, the husband, the wife is there, and the kids are there. A lot of people in my position as single parents, we start to feel like, oh my gosh, like it's something lacking. Should I have done something differently? By no means am I saying ditch your marriage, the first problem you have, but I would say this to encourage all my single parents that listen, please do not feel like you're less than. If anything, you are strong. You are amazing for picking up those kids and pulling them away from a toxic relationship and really putting yourself in a position where you can be the best example, the best mentor for them. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that this encourages you this week. I love you so much as usual. Please go back and check the previous episodes if you haven't gotten a chance. With that said, bye.